Art. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Whole Body with Linda podcast. Today we have a fabulous guest all the way from Israel. We're speaking with Yossi Montrose, who has lived in South Africa and Germany, I believe, and a bit of the US.
No, not Germany.
Not Germany. Okay, got that wrong. Somebody else was in Germany. And he is going to tell us all about what he does in his hometown in regards to wellness and fitness and anything else he feels like sharing. So thank you for coming. Really appreciate your time. Let's have a listen and see what Yossi is all about.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Worries.
So I'll start, where my journey started from. I'm 44 currently at the moment. I was going through my teenage years. I had terrible back issues. My shoulder was also constantly in pain because I was playing cricket at the time for Australians and other crickets and South Africans, and it was constantly in pain. My back hurt, my knees hurt, everything was out of sync, everything was out of whack. And just not, I felt like an old man when I was like in my teenage years, which, is like not normal. And I tried different workouts and I just felt some of them, I couldn't even move more. I know it was a process, but it wasn't helping my back pain either. And I was just like, everything else started to hurt, obviously, because it's tearing down the muscle fibers. And just like, being aimlessly trying because I loved physical activities and sports, and I just couldn't, it's just getting in the way. I couldn't improve because of my pain. I was too focused on my pain, actually. And it was getting in the way of everything and of life, of enjoying anything I do. And what happened was I was at the gym and I was like thinking, what am I doing? Like, like all these workouts, they're not helping my back. They're making it, yeah, maybe getting a little stronger, but it's not helping me. And I started just by chance going to an ab workout. And at the end of a class, like doing these normal crunches, and like I remember sitting there thinking, this is so boring, number one, and it's killing my back. Number two, like, what the hell am I doing? And then they brought the exercise ball at the end of a ab class. And I tried it, and just intuitively, my body's like, "Wow, this is fun, number one, and this feels amazing. There's no pressure on my back. It wasn't hurting me as much because all the pressure was off." They showed a few really basic exercises all the way back then in 2001, 2002, and I thought, "Okay, hold on, I've got a gym membership. I'm going to try and use the boards a little bit, and because it's not hurting my back for the first time, I feel comfortable on something." So I started training on it, like just messing around, having fun more than anything, more like exploration stage and just experimenting with new exercises. And after a few weeks, I noticed, like, where's my back pain? Like, it's just like gone.
Oh,
Well,
great.
this is not like I feel like younger now. I feel like I can move. I started training with them more, getting a little bit more serious, and I started progressing and improving all my different sports capabilities. My shoulder pain started disappearing. Knees, I was faster, I was quicker, I was more powerful, I was stronger, I was beating people that I could never beat before in the different sports I was playing. And I actually started having fun. I didn't have to worry or focus on my back pain anymore. And I just was thinking, hold on, what did I do differently? And I was like, with the ball and whatever the case is, I realized what I was doing. With the ball, I was actually engaging and improving all my small stabilizing muscles, including my core, deep muscles in the core. And that's what helped and realigned my body and really helped everything. And I started studying it further, and I started going to the Czech online institute, and I started devouring every single little thing Paul Czech had to say, and spent literally thousands of hours on his on his podcasts, on his videos, and just on the ball training at the time. He was quite big. Now he's gone more on the chakras and the rock, that sort of thing. But back then, he was very much on the ball, and I started learning a lot from him, and I started doing his different courses online. I invested in myself, just trying to gain as much knowledge as possible. And then from him, inspired me to change my nutrition and following, his advice based on Western, Western medicine advice, and started changing my whole nutrition and started feeling better, like not getting sick as much and stopped eating literally garbage chemicals. And he talks about the four doctors, and I started really taking that into account, and I couldn't believe what a difference it changed in my life. And then I started, with the ball going crazy, getting better and better, and creating new exercises that I never thought was possible. And so this was fun, and started to, just feeling like I'm a young person, and I'm 44 now. I feel like I'm now 20,
It's interesting our paths have crossed, because I did a fair amount of ball checks studies. I did HLC 1, 2, and 3, which is Holistic Lifestyle and Coach 1, 2, and 3. And I did attend two of his seminars in he came to Sydney, to the Northern Beaches, and it was pretty expensive. I will agree. You can spend a lot of money when you're studying with Paul Check, but he also set me up with a base that I grew from. So it's interesting to note that you have come from a place of pain, or I know that most people I interview for my podcast have come from a place of pain or illness, those two things. And it's great to see that you've been able to strengthen yourself and get yourself well through just moving your body more and increasing your nutritional food. So what did you change about your diet, do you think? What did you incorporate and change that made a difference?
Wow, everything. Back before then, I was drinking Coca-Cola and juice and a packet of chips for lunch.
Yeah,
and having sweets and chocolates, and not knowing that I was sick every winter on my bed for 2 weeks, sick with the flu, couldn't move. And one day, obviously after studying, I started connecting the dots, and I was like drinking Coca-Cola like in my early 20s, and I was thinking my teeth don't feel right, like this shouldn't be like that. So I stopped cold turkey with that. I started really, it took a long time to start eliminating all the crap. But over the years, I focused on one thing, cold drinks, eliminated cold drinks. Then I started slowly on my food. I eliminated the normal chips, all the vegetable oil, seed oils. Mm. I started, that came like last with the fries, because that was my real weakness. It was a process. I started eliminating the sweets. I stopped eating sweets. I remember the marshmallows was my hardest to let go of. It was so difficult because I loved marshmallows.
Yeah.
And I just, this is not worth it. It's like I'm having good taste now and it's not worth it. So I threw that in the garbage. I stopped that. I started eating more healthy foods, like consciously eating more, knowing what to do, coconut oil, cooking with that and more, using a lot more tree oils, ava oil, olive oil, of course. I started noticing after, doing this over the years, I wasn't sick in bed for 2 weeks or whatever the case was.
Yeah.
I was sick in bed, it's gradually started getting less and less. It was maybe 5 days. Then the following year was 3 days, and over time, now maybe it's 1 day and I've recovered, and it's very light because it's the antibiotics, and it's terrible. It's one of the sins that you shouldn't be having medicine, unless it's life-saving, but even still, with changes you don't need that. And it's just benefited me huge. I'm able to be more productive, more energy in my training. I don't have these drags in the day where I suddenly feel like I can't do anything like I used to. As a, growing up, you and us having all that crap, came midday, I needed to sleep. I could not move. I was so tired. I have no energy. And that's not normal. You shouldn't be like that, especially at a young, any age actually, but especially as a young person. And it's changed my life completely. Even I started sitting while I'm down working. I only sit on the exercise ball. There's so many different reasons why I do that, from energy points of view, from strengthening your back, not atrophying your back and leg muscles. There's so many reasons why, and it's, you know, we can get that into it if you want. But if I turn back to the diet, it just made such a difference, and to the point where if I had a sweet or if I tried something that like my body is not recognized, I actually tasted it, like I was repelled by it. I could not, my body didn't want it. It tasted too sweet. It tasted synthetic. And like I'd learned to recognize this. I didn't even have that temptation or cheat day, so to speak, anymore, because I was actually repulsed by it. So that's a huge transformation. But obviously in quite a long period of time of changing my lifestyle, especially, you know, the way I trained and nutrition completely.
Yeah, I think people, I think, you know, us Westerners, we always think we can have a quick fix and we all want something to change within a fortnight so we'll feel fabulous. But I know for myself, it isn't, it's a long journey, a longer journey than what you think it's going to be, because you have to allow your body to adapt and change along the way, and your taste buds change. And like you've said, things become to taste not nice and you don't want them. But I also find it interesting that people don't actually correlate nutrition to wellness. It's like their eyes haven't been opened to the fact that we need to eat good food to grow good bodies. Like you can't build a muscle out of a sweet. Like you can't build a muscle out of a dessert. You have to eat the food that feeds that muscle, right, to make all of the processes in that muscle become a muscle. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Or if it does grow, it's not going to be very strong. Yeah. So when you started your training, I have tried to use the stability ball. It's hard. I'm going to say it's hard to use. So for someone that's a novice that's not used a stability ball anymore, what's the start point? Because it's body weight, isn't it, mostly?
Just repeat that.
Did I break up? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry.
I'll go again. I think the stability ball is hard. So I don't know where to start with the stability ball. So if you've got someone new that wants to start using the stability ball, where would you point them? What would you tell them to do first?
So I would just literally get them to start sitting on the ball, lifting one leg up, moving the pelvis side to side, getting used to the feel of a ball, rolling onto your stomach on the ball where there's no risk of falling or anything like that. You know, really basic things which I've trained where people, you know, who had whether bad viruses attacking, semi-paralyzed, or being people shot. You know, the neural processes in the mind of the body, as you said about the nutrition, everything is so connected. People don't really like get that, you know, that as you said, you have to build, you know, the right nutrition builds that muscle, that body part. The same with anything, like, you know, when you're building up the new neural pathways and strengthening those new neural pathways by adding a little bit of different movements, the body starts to be able to understand and move better and start slowly progressing from that point of view. So you would, you know, instead of lifting one leg, you would lift two legs and start balancing while you're setting it for a second. And then slowly that progresses to balancing for 30 seconds and then moving while you're balancing. And then getting onto your knees slowly. So it's a whole progression. And anyway, what's beautiful, it's amazing about the ball, it absorbs gravity. So it's so gentle on the joints and the body. Yeah. So literally any fitness level, any person can start at any, you know, a challenge. It can, you know, be gentle for like a person who can't move, and it can be challenging to the most elite athletes in the world that will won't be able to do some of the stuff on the ball. So that's how unbelievable dynamic it is using the ball.
And it's mostly body weight and resistance training. Is that what you would classify the ball itself as being?
Yeah, for sure, definitely more body weight using the ball. So adding that balance and instability, strengthening all your small stabilizers for sure. Of course, when you get more, when you get stronger and you're able and you want to add a bit of variety, although you don't need to, you could add different pieces of equipment while you're busy using the ball. When you're on a bridge, you can add some weights for bench press, like just like whatever the case is, flies. And I don't personally do that. I don't feel I need to do that because what I'm doing, I'm strengthening all my muscles, just my own body weight. I'm able to do now planches and handstands on two balls. And that it's in itself is so challenging. So
That
like
is
for me to
strong.
add, like I do, so I do use certain things, the skipping rope, like I skip while I'm standing on the ball, like I skip for jumping off the ball.
Are you?
So there are things that you can definitely use with the Bozu, the half ball. I combine it, and I'm standing on top of a Bozu on the ball on top of a Bozu and standing on it. Like, so
You are strong.
the creativity and workouts are endless on the ball, and people don't realize they see the ball as maybe just like, it's just like for old people or for pregnant women in Israel. It's very big for pregnant women, and it is. It's great for that. It's amazing for that.
It
But they
is.
don't realize how good it is for everyone, literally.
I like how it strengthens those little small muscles that we all, I guess the general public wouldn't even know they have. You know, like your core is layers, isn't it? It's not just the front. We've got this, what you call them, the side obliques, the inside your
Obliques,
core. Yeah,
transversus, the deep
that's right.
lumbar,
Those
all that
ones.
sort of stuff. The
So,
gyroadductors.
yep, the ball takes care of all of those and makes them strong.
For sure. Like it's amazing how the ball's able to work that way. I don't know any other piece of gym equipment that can reach that deep, deep fiber muscles like the ball, because you're working on instability surface, so all your muscles are shaking naturally, not someone doing it for you. So every small fiber is working at the and strengthening, and it's balancing your body. It's not just one-sided, favoring the one side. I mean, you can, but it's you learn to both, both sides, with unilateral type of exercises, doing both sides
And I
in the
know the
body.
balls come in different sizes. So what, how do you know what is the right size for you as a person? Is there a gauge or a rule or a measurement?
Depends what you're using it for. That's number one. If you're sitting on it, as long as your heart different, goes according to heart, you shouldn't be sitting on a ball that's, when your hips are, lower than your legs, because that just causes more strain on your back. As long as it's parallel or sloping down a little bit, that's okay. In terms of training, as long as it's not too high where you feel, you could fall off and hurt yourself, and it's not too small where you can't really do much. So it all depends on like how tall you are really, and how comfortable you are with it. So that's what really it depends
Do
on.
you always use it fully inflated, or do you use it a bit soft sometimes, or has it always got to be full?
It's not full where there's no give. There's got to be a little bit of give, but I see a lot of the people at the gym use it where it's too much give, and that takes a lot of the magic out of it. They're not getting the full benefits from it, so to speak.
Because I notice in your profile pic, you're on the beach and you've got a blue ball that looks, it doesn't even look like a round ball. Is it a round ball or is it just squashing because you're on the beach?
No, it's a round ball just for the
It is.
sand on the
Ah,
it's
it
just
looks, I was going to
it's
ask
in
you
the
about it because it
water.
looks like an unusual shape. And I thought, oh, what's that ball? But it's just a round ball.
No, it's a normal ball. It's just
Oh.
the sand giving that type of
Good
shape.
shape. It's funny. So what's, have you got an amazing success story that you've had? Anyone that, except for your own, because that's obviously fairly amazing, but have you got a client that's seen some amazing benefit with the Fitball and your training?
Just I've had so many. I'll give one, maybe one example.
Good.
Client, in South Africa, there's so many, but I'll focus on one. He came to me. He heard about me through someone else who I helped, get rid of his back problems. He had a big virus attacking his body, and he left him semi-paralyzed on the one side, on his left side or right side. I'm not sure. I forget. So he could barely walk, and when he did walk, it was so much pain. His wife, his first wife passed away. He got remarried and had two young kids, and he could not lift them up. He could not be there for them or anything like that. He went to so many different practitioners, health practitioners, you know, all that sort of thing, and nothing really changed. And he came to me as a last resort. I have nothing to lose, you know, like he heard about me through another client. And I started very, again, like the ball, what it does, it's like I started very gentle, sitting on the ball, lifting one leg up slowly, slowly, adding a little bit of stomach movements. And over time, like he can't believe the stuff he was doing. Like over a couple of years, he's able to stand on the ball. He's able to squat on the ball, kneeling on two balls, doing some stuff that a lot of fit young people can't even do. Not, but at what it gave him was that quality of life. Then he started going snorkeling with his kids, started playing golf, going to different trips that gave him that quality of life. That's which is what I'm about, sustainability and longevity, and giving you, you know, pain-free movement, basically, where you can enjoy life and actually experience it, and, you know, as opposed to sitting on the sidelines and being cared for, you can be actively involved.
Yeah. And how many sessions do you think it takes before someone would see some positive response in their pain or their movement or their body's ability to feel stronger?
Honestly, so many people have told me after the first session, felt looser. Sometimes it takes a little longer, obviously, depending on how serious it is.
Yes.
But certainly after the 3-4 sessions, whatever back pain they had is pretty gone. It's pretty much gone.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's fantastic. So then they don't have to take all their painkillers and their pain relief, and they can just keep on going with the ball and eating well, getting better sleep, I'm imagining, as well.
Completely. It changes their lives completely.
So you've let me know that you've got 3,500 exercises that you can do on the Fitball. Have you got a book, or is it just on your website, or how could people access these? I mean, not that anyone would need that many, but.
Well, I have it documented. I've got a lot of photos. It's nowhere near as many. I've got videos. I've only got around 300 to 500 videos because it's so much time. It's over time I will get them. But I document the new exercises when I progress with new or create something new or whatever the case is. If you see someone doing something, apply it on the board, you know. But sharing and borrowing some ideas from other people that I never thought of course, where we all learn from each other. And then trying to master that. And look, there's certain things I just don't see myself doing because I didn't have an acrobatic background. And I see these people on TikTok doing flips with the ball and doing some, you know, crazy stuff, which would be cool. But, you know, is it worth trying to do that and really coming off the ball and hurting myself where I'm not, you know, like I love to do that, but I have to, you know, risk. It's about safety. It's not about, it's about sustainability. So I want to progress. Yes, I want to progress, but in my way. And yeah, if I get someone down the line teaching me backflips in a safe way and I feel confident, then of course I would do it.
I know you have to be careful. Some of the things you see on TikTok and Instagram, trying them yourself is not the thing to do, because I know some of them look really weird. So it's better if people come to a professional and get the right guidance and the right training so they don't hurt themselves. And they're actually strengthening the muscles that they need to strengthen. It's important. So
yeah, for sure.
What has been your biggest success? Obviously, it's yourself. Have you learned any lessons about human nature or life in itself while you've been on this long journey of Swiss ball training?
Wow, so many. Like I had zero confidence before my training, literally. Like I had a hearing, I was born with a hearing difficulty. And I was, target for bullying, and I was bullied day in and day out at school. I had zero friends. I was isolated completely. Every day I would be called horrible names and be left out and, you know, be stuck in my own corner. I had zero confidence with anything. And I started training. Like, obviously, I did a few trying Dale Carnegie courses and self confident courses, but I still, I mean, that was still didn't have confidence with anything. The ball, what it did to me, like, because I was going out, it gave me so much confidence to get out of myself, because I could, this achievement to talk about flow when you're in the moment in the zone, and say you're standing on the ball and you're like, you, all the blood, the dopamine levels are coming to your brain, and like you're feeling so good, and you do stuff that no one else can, is doing, because that's what you're training on. It's completely translated to so many different areas. The amount of I had no confidence to do anything adventurous. And then I went mad with adventure, with the skydiving, racing a cheetah, swimming with tigers,
Goodness.
the bungee jumping, you name it. I went like adventure mad, and like the stuff I was able to do because of now I had my life again. Talking to women, for example, getting married, having
Nice.
three
Beautiful.
kids. I've never able to even think of that, before. So wow, it's so, and it's a journey, and it's a still continuously growing journey. You can't stop. It's a lifestyle. The minute you
Yes.
stop, you lose it. Not maybe straight away, but like you start to lose it. So you've got to keep it up, no matter what's going on around me. The training and the nutrition in my base, that if I don't do it, I know my mind is not going to feel as good. And so I force myself, even if I do not want to do it, I do something. And that's what keeps me going. And then when, like, through the difficult times, the plateaus and the hard times where you don't think anything happening, that's when the magic is actually happening. And that's generally life. You have to stick with the process. You have to fall in love with the process.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like people come to me for nutritional advice and they say, oh, I want to get on to a better diet. I want to change my diet. And I try and instill the thought in them that it's not actually a diet. Everybody else is on the junk food diet. We're going on to the normal human way of eating, which is not to see it as a diet, but to see it as a way of nourishing your body and feeding your body to do all the things your body does naturally that it needs all that nutrition for, but also to help you do things like bungee jump or sky jump or trek the Himalayas if you want to, or work out on a fit ball. It's the way you feed your body, it's the way that it will respond. And I guess I just want to say again that the diet that everyone else is on is the diet you don't want to be on. You want to be on just a nutrient dense food for your body. That's what I say to everyone that comes to me anyhow. So whereabouts do you work? What do you do? What does a day in your life look like, Yossi?
Well, this, I'm actually a father of a newborn now, so I just had
Oh,
a
nice.
kid.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I've got three kids, so my hands are quite full, also looking after the newborn, so
Yeah. How
I have to
newborn
put
is
in.
newborn?
Sorry?
How newborn is newborn? How old's your little one? Your tiny baby.
Yeah, 8.5 weeks.
Oh, fabulous. Congratulations. Lovely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, look, I'm an old newborn dad, so to speak, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm able to, be there for them, put my energy to it, look after him without any feeling tiredness or anything like that. I get him on the ball. I get him on the ball as well. Like, I do basic exercises with him, rolling over the ball, doing
Oh.
opposite arm, opposite leg, while lying on the ball, like getting
Nice.
used to the ball movement, sitting with me on the ball, balancing sometimes. My wife that doesn't like it too
Wow.
much, but
Yes.
standing, like, have to stand with him on the ball. This time I stood with him on two balls. My wife wasn't too happy about
Oh no,
that.
that's a bit scary. And do your other kids come on? Do the other kids
So
use the ball? Do your other
yeah, for
children
sure.
use
Like,
the ball?
my
Yeah.
oldest is, yeah, my oldest is 8.5, and she's standing, squatting, jumping on the ball, standing already.
Fabulous,
He's amazing.
fabulous,
And my 5.5 is kneeling on the ball, balancing, kneeling
fabulous.
wise, and progressing. He'll have no doubt. He'll be doing that when he's a little bit older.
Yeah. And tell me, does your wife use the ball to rehab after pregnancy and getting her body back? like her muscles working again after pregnancy.
She, that's funny. After the first kid, she did that, and she did amazing. But there's a lot, we've had some really hard times. So unfortunately, she's lost it a little bit. But when she does feel amazing. But I can't be, I'm not a trainer, I can't. You, it's there's a line there that you can't
You can't
cross, you know.
cross.
So if
Yes,
she wants this, it's great, and I encourage it, but I can't push it.
that's right.
But it makes a huge difference when she does.
And do you have a studio?
I've got an outside studio, and I go to people, as you mentioned. I go to people's houses. I've got programs. I create online programs for people
Beautiful.
anywhere in the world. Customized programs where they I ask them questions, relative to what's to create that, starting points for them, and create exercise programs for them. And progressing them like that. So I try to spend my time doing that, and podcasts and all the social media sort of stuff. And
Takes
again,
up
looking
time.
after my family at the same. So it's a lot of, and including my training at sometimes at 10, 11 o'clock at night, where I'm exhausted, but I feel good to having doing it. I know it's a gentle workout and such, where I'm not, I know it's not great to train after a certain time, but there's also the ball. It's a work in energy as well as a workout, so you could use it both ways. But I get good sleep. It doesn't affect my quality of sleep unless I'm waking up, by my newborn, which obviously does affect it sometimes. But that's that's part of the phase of life.
So how can people contact you, Yossi, if they want to start with football training with you? What's the best way they can reach out?
Well, they can either, from social media. I'm on social media links. They can message me through my Facebook, Instagram, or email is a good option as well.
Okay, I'll put those in the show notes so people can reach out and get some information about football training, because I know that it's a good way of training your body and making yourself strong, especially if you're rehabbing, because as you've said, it's very gentle and easy to
Well,
not hurt yourself.
it's both rehab and prehab, and it's fun. That's the thing. Like, it's people that when they first start, they have fun. As they, and you know what's sustainability? If you're not having fun, it's not going to be sustainable.
That's
No
right.
matter how much you have to do something, if you hate it, you're going to get off the horse at some point, and leave it. But if you're having fun, I've been doing it for over 20 years and still have the same passion and the same amount of, that shows something without any discomfort or pain anywhere in my body. So if I can say that I've been doing it for 20 years and I've planned to do it for my life when I'm 80, 90, however, I'm going to be still doing all that sort of stuff,
Be one of
because
those
age
guys.
is just a number if you treat it as quick.
So, and of course, a fit ball isn't very expensive to buy either. It's not like a treadmill or an exercise bike or something else. And it's portable. You can take it where you want as long as you can blow it back up when you get there. All
Course.
right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for chatting. Is there any tips and tricks you'd like to put out there as we close off the conversation? Is there anything else you want to add? At all, or thinking about how people can reach you or whatever.
Yeah, look, if you want to follow me on my Instagram, or I'm starting the podcast, you want to also have a look at my podcast. Just consistency is like my message is like consistency is key. You put something in the oven and you take it out every two, or look at it every 2 seconds, nothing's gonna happen.
That's
So
true.
whatever you decide to do, whether it's a ball, whether it's whatever, with nutrition, you got to stay consistent. Even if you don't see the results straight away, you're not gonna see results straight away. But you gotta make sure you stay consistent, and over time, you'll completely be a new person. You'll look in the mirror, and you won't recognize yourself.
All right, well, cool. Thank you so much, and I will
Thanks,
let you
Linda.
get back to your family and put all those things in the show notes, your Instagram, your Facebook, your website. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a
You do,
website as well.
yeah,
You
I
can
thought you
log on to my
did.
website.
And what's your business name?
Sorry?
What's your business name? What do you call your business?
Performable.
Performer Ball. Okay, cool. That's easy to
Yeah.
remember. And hopefully we'll chat again another time. Maybe I'll come on your podcast or something. You don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll
Definitely.
see you again. Thank you, Yossi.
Thanks, Brenda. Take care.
Bye.